Blog Talk Radio.
All around me, everywhere.
Good morning. Good day. Good day. Good day. And yesterday is another great day. Another great day to create opportunities, to allow possibilities, and to proceed in the providence of all that is and all that will ever be. Oh, my goodness. I am blessed. I am blessed, and I am grateful. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Coming to you live from Sankofa production by the highway of BTR, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you can also reach me at SankofaInfinity.net. Sankofa Infinity. I'm also known as Sankofa Infinity Ministries, where I provide quite a bit of services. But nevertheless, you can also reach me on Facebook. You can reach me. I am Sankofa9@gmail.com. Anywhere Sankofa Infinity is, that is where I am, or that is where I live, move, and have my being as a non-physical aspect of who I am, cooperating with that which is physical. Ha! So today, living life through the eye of source, living life through the eyes of source, that we may unfold into that which is authentic. Yes, I talked about integrating the one's thinking and then integrating and expanding one's thinking, the quality of your thinking changes. So when the quality of your thinking changes, guess what? Your frequency changes, your vibration changes. And when that changes, you draw different experiences into your life to match that frequency. You draw them into your life. Now, before I can get started, I have got to share this. I have been doing blog talks for I guess you could say a year and a half. And just the other day, it dawned on me that I don't think I ever say who is behind the voice of Sankofa Infinity. So I'm gonna say take this time to say who is behind the voice of Sankofa Infinity. I am Yahshua Elohim. Yahshua Elohim, I am. That is who is behind the voice of Sankofa Infinity. woo! Wow. A lady asked me the other day, she said, is Sankofa Infinity your name? And it didn't, I mean, when she asked me, I'm like, no. That's the name of, you know, my company. but now, I mean, now I know why she asked me the question. You need to start saying who you are behind Sankofa Infinity. Now, the interesting thing about this is that I consider Sankofa Infinity the non-physical aspect of who I am, in which the non-physical aspect of who I am chooses to express itself. Yahshua Elohim is the physical being of who I am, the human being. That is how it is. Now, even though I'm a co-creator of Sankofa Infinity, Sankofa Infinity was given to me by way of the non-physical aspect of who I am, the unfolding of soul that is within me. And the aspect of the non-physical aspect of who I am chooses to express itself through Sankofa Infinity. Now, Sankofa Infinity means to turn back and fetch that. What? Fetch what? Fetch that which has been lost. Now, as a woman of color and a woman, it was very imperative for me to go back and unravel the history of who I am, what heritage I come from, the traditions of my family, the lineage, my tribal roots. It was very imperative because in going back into that, I had to disturb the contrast of who I was in the flesh. Disturb it, because that's what the contrast is. Contrast is the darkness. The darkness. It's the darkness in your mother's womb. That's what it is. And as I begin to develop through the contrast of who I am, I came into the clarity of the infinity. The infinity represents my divine relationship that I have with my non-physical self. And at the end of the day, not even at the end of the day, but now in this place, time and space, that is the most important thing to me today, right now, is that I maintain the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who I am. Now, I'm going to, and I'm only speaking from my experience. So through speaking about my experiences, it is always my intention to speak a word that may resonate with you in such a way that it will cause you to think. And in your thinking, there is a shift, because that's my whole objective. That is the whole objective of the Elohim, is to shift your thinking, shift the pattern of your thoughts so that you can make different decisions, so that you can feel better about the world around you. And then in feeling better, you can act better. You can conduct yourself better. So, now, in this journey, soul journey, and let me go back to alignment. Honestly, I don't think you can ever align with it as one in the flesh. I think you're always pursuing the alignment, and in the greatness and in the grace of the alignment, you begin to experience the things of the non-physical aspect of who you are, the spiritual things of life, the blessings, the oversoul, the overflow of things in life. And they don't look like the things of the physical. Now, what I'm trying to get to is that because I'm in the physical, there's a process that needs to take place in order for me to come into, continually come into the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who I am. There's a process that needs to take place. It needs to take place simply because the non-physical, the physical aspect of who I am, which is human, is always, always moving towards the non-physical. We're always chasing that. We're always running after that. And as we run after that, and as we chase that, it continues to draw us into it. We're always catching up with ourselves. I went away sometime, and I was gone for like 6 weeks. And, you know, in being away for six weeks, when I came back home, I had laundry. I had some serious laundry that I had to do. Now, I had laundry that I had accumulated while I was gone, and then I brought it to my home so that I could deal with it. But I also had laundry here before I left to go to, you know, on this six-week transition. Now, just yesterday, I completed the laundry. I completed it. Now, this is what came to my mind's eye. This is what came to my mind's eye, is that we are always catching to ourselves. we are always catching up to that non-physical aspect of who we are. And when we catch up to it, it moves, and then we move again. So that's why you're always continually, constantly, and consistently growing, whether you want to be growing or not, because of that infinite spark that is within us, it has to unfold. It has to grow. It has to give birth unto itself. And that is a desire within us to always be doing something to move us closer to the greater aspect of who we are. Now, in moving towards the greater aspect of who we are, let's not place judgments on how that needs to look, because how I move towards the greater aspect of who I am may look completely different from Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mice, Matt Cullen. You know, it may look completely different. Ayana Vedant, completely different. Michael Bedwin, nevertheless, we're doing what we need to do for the sole purpose in which we come here to manifest and express. So you can never, never, never get it wrong. It is always right. You never make mistakes, because God is in everything. And when I say God, I'm speaking of the divine source of all that is, the greater light, the creator of darkness and light for the goodness. Do not place conditions on how you're going to get there. Just know that you're going to get there, because there's a divine cooperation going on between you, the physical aspect of who you are, and the non-physical aspect. There's a divine cooperation going on between you two. Right in that divine cooperation between you two, there's a space. And in that space, things are created. Everything is created out of that space, which is another element we call Akash. You know, this is why people talk about the Akashic records and what have you, this library. This library holds everything, a vast amount of information of what needs to take place in order for you as a spiritual being having a human experience to come into the fullness and the alignment of your soul. That is it. There are no mistakes. I don't know how to, and it's going to take some time for you to wrap your mind around it, because it took me a while. It took me a while. You know, my belief is that, you know, I chose my parents before I got here. So if I chose them, then I cannot go against them. I have to always honor them, because they allowed me, or they allowed a portal to be created in order that I may come through and experience this life as my soul chooses to experience this life. Ha, my goodness, my God, my God, my God, and I am that I am. I am that being that is. I am that being that is. I am that being that is. I am the collective being of the non-physical aspect of who I am. Who have I collected? My ancestors, spiritual guides, archangels, and angels, the sun god. I come from many lifetimes. Therefore, I can speak about many of the gods, quite a few of them. I come from many lifetimes. So what in my mind think that I can only speak about one belief? Or one God, or one religion. I came from all of them. I believe strongly in reincarnation. I believe that, incarnation. I believe that. That is my belief. And if that is my belief, that is my reality. My realities can only be what I believe. A reality shows up and I don't like it, then I have to change my belief about it. Because there's a belief system. There's a belief, there's a false premise that you got within yourself that's causing this reality to come into fruition. It is so. It is so. I don't know it all. I just know what I know for me. For me and me and we. I come forth as a channel to speak a truth. A truth. Not the truth. A truth. And if a truth, this truth that I speak, resonates with you, Take it in, meditate on it, contemplate on it, flip it, rip it, mix it around until you don't strip it apart and you don't found your own truth. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all doing. I'm just a pointer. I'm pointing you this way. I'm directing you this way. I'm guiding you this way in your thoughts so that you can question your own your own self and come into your own. And then you can do the very thing that I am doing. I am doing. You can get on BTR and speak about these things. So, with that said, I always look forward to the message because I enjoy the soul speaking through me, and I love it when it speaks. I love to hear it. This is why people love the sound of their own voice, because they love the sound of the soul. They love that. They love how the soul articulates the words in which they have learned through the physical aspect of who they are. They love it. So I love the sound of my own voice because I love the soul that is within me. Therefore, I say, so come up in me and speak thy truth. For I am nothing more than a yielded that's willing, open, and honest to go forth and do that which you want me to do. And I say with that, Ashe, I say namaste, I say amen. I say it. I say have a great day and have a great weekend. I will leave you with no other than Layla Hathaway, because it's all about the breath, being mindful of breathing. Be blessed. Beat.